Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we are going to talk about Instagram. It is one of the big boys in social media. I call it big boys because when people come to us and ask about social media, maybe they're new to it, or they don't know which platforms they need or want to be on. I usually tell them that Instagram has become pretty much a must-do along with Facebook, just depending on who you're trying to reach, obviously. But for the bulk of businesses, Facebook and Instagram are the big boys. And for those that don't know, Instagram is owned by Facebook. But they are still pretty different and distinct in the way that they operate. And I'm happy to see that Meta, the parent company — it's so hard for me to call them that instead of just Facebook — but Meta has really tried to keep some differences there. And they are consistently changing Instagram. And now this is just partially my opinion, because they're trying to keep up with the Joneses, right? Like, TikTok came out of nowhere and started stealing a bunch of their users. So I've been, you know, we've all been watching Instagram kind of evolve over the years. You know, they added stories because of Snapchat. They added reels because of TikTok. So I enjoy Instagram personally and professionally, but I must say, they aren't really coming out with their own stuff. I continually see Instagram to be a reactive platform. Just, you know, when a competitor comes out, they add a feature to try to squash that. So I'm not hating Mark Zuckerberg. Don't come after me. I do enjoy Instagram. I'm just saying I've noticed that, you know, it's more emulation rather than original ideas. But this week alone, there's actually been several updates coming out about new things happening on Instagram. Some of them involve money. Some of them involve algorithms and hashtags. So I wanted to do an episode to walk you through these four changes or new features, things that are happening on Instagram. And I love giving you like a quick overhead. God, I mean, you can Google these things individually, but you'll find articles upon articles. It's almost overwhelming in the amount of information that's out there. So I'm about to break it down for you. Quick, easy peasy little episode that goes through all four. Okay, so we're going to start off with the money-based ones. Number one, Instagram is now allowing all users to add product tags. So before, it was only available to the creators and the business accounts, but now actually everybody can tag. You know, maybe it's your outfit that you're wearing or the purse that you're carrying or the sunglasses, whatever, whatever items are in that photo, individuals can tag and link those back to where people can buy them. So me personally, I feel like this is, you know, coming from, you know, Instagram is showing their value of how they're driving sales for people, right? A lot of times in social media, people are saying like, yeah, I mean, we're posting all day long, but we're not actually getting any sales out of anything. You know, for businesses that are watching their Google Analytics, they can see, hey, I got this many click-throughs from Instagram, wherever, you know? So I think that maybe Instagram is pushing more traffic to products and sales so that those businesses can actually see, hey, we received this many click-throughs from Instagram. So to do it, it's actually pretty simple. If you, you know, maybe you have your own personal thing, or maybe you haven't done it for your business yet, but adding a product tag, basically you just start a new post, like you're going to post on your feed, And when you tap the tag people button, you actually search and tag the brand first. And there's gonna be two options that'll show up at the bottom. You're gonna have people and products. Obviously, you're gonna tap products, and then you can tap your photo, you know, to like tap right on the purse or the sunglasses or whatever, and then find the products, you know. So then you can add the tag, post the post. It's pretty easy peasy. So Instagram's really been working to try to merge more shopping behaviors just along the way in general. They added shops, they added the shop tab, they added live stream shopping. So I think they're definitely trying to push showing brands and people that they can generate, that sales are generated through Instagram. So that right now they're saying that 1.6 million users tag at least one brand on average each week. So holy moly. The only thing I can say that might be a downside to this is that, you know, people don't love to be sold something all the time. I preach this. If you've listened to any of our other episodes, I preach this all day long. People don't like salesy content. So I know this is just a tag, but if it starts to develop into more and more where Instagram is literally just selling you stuff all day long, that could turn some people off. That's actually why a lot of people got into Instagram, because Facebook became overridden with a ton of ads and salesies and buy this and, you know, all these, I mean, honestly, ads that people moved over to Instagram because they just wanted content. You know, Instagram is like a simplified version. Facebook, you have so many features. You've got dating, you've got marketplace, you've got events, you've got all the stuff happening on Facebook. There was this exodus because the younger people were like, we don't want all that crap. Like, and Instagram was, you know, this is years ago, but Instagram was so bare bones of literally, it was at first, it was just photos. It wasn't even videos, you know? It was literally so direct. It was just image caption, you know? And so I think Instagram is kind of losing its simplicity that was really attractive to people at first. Now, again, don't get it twisted. I'm a huge fan of Instagram. I'm just sharing some thoughts of what I've been seeing over the years. So, that's the first one. Product tags are now available to all users. Okay. So number two, also money related, Meta, I have such an issue saying that Meta. I'm from Mississippi, so every now and then, like, the country twang comes out in there. Meta. Meta launches, they're launching fundraisers inside. That was country too. Meta launches the fundraisers inside of Reels. So they've been consistently, again, like, trying to show ways to raise money and get brands to interact through the app. So here's another one, you know, putting that fundraiser or the donate button in the very bottom of the Reels. So if you've seen this yet, when you see the bottom, when you're watching a reel at the very bottom down by the audio tag, it'll right next to that, it says donate. You can click through to that. And people can actually put, just like on Facebook, they can put like their goal is, you know, $100 or whatever. So they're just trying to pump that out. And I will say this about becoming like an approved charity. They do push through, you know, the processing fees. So charities are not paying for those. But I must say, like, we've done work for nonprofits, and it is not the easiest thing to get approved as a nonprofit on social. Like, holy moly. You know, we have some accounts that it went through really easily. But then we've also had some that have been pure hell trying to get approved as a charity. So, you know, with Facebook and then some of them, we had done it before Facebook and Instagram merged. But it's really been since they merged to get approved on both has been so challenging. We actually have one account that we've been working on it right now and getting very little to no response. We've done everything they've asked. So I don't know if anybody else out there has had that challenge. For anybody who's listening that you work in social, if you've had that challenge, please holla. Like, what? I mean, again, I've been in the game for 10 plus years and we are troubleshooting like a champ. So again, this podcast is, you know, more like a we're all in this together kind of thing rather than like I know everything. I'm telling you, the way that social changes so quickly, there's no way that anyone can know everything. Clients will ask me stuff and I'm never going to pretend like I know when I don't. I can definitely say I can figure that out or I can look into it. But we hit roadblocks too. So if you're out there and you're struggling, like there's nothing wrong with asking people of like, why the heck can't I get this charity approved? So if anybody's got any advice on that one, I mean, again, I've done this for countless accounts and for some reason, this one's just giving us a massive headache. So, but yeah, so that's the second change is that now you can actually add the donate button inside of a reel. So Instagram added personal fundraisers like 2 years ago. And then they also added Instagram Live fundraisers. So that's been kind of cool, like where you can launch it inside the feed and everything. And they also do group fundraisers. So I don't know if anybody out there, if you're listening and you're in the nonprofit realm, you definitely have some options out there. And I think, honestly, it's pretty smart that they're doing this. You know, anytime they make a change, I always think to myself, like, what's the motive behind the change? There's some reason they're changing it, right? Whether they're trying to get more user engagement, they're trying to drive more sales through the app. Like, why are they changing this? And honestly, I think it's because younger millennials and definitely Gen Zers are very, very aware of social responsibility. They put pressure on brands of, we do. I'm a millennial, so I'm okay with saying this. Millennials and Gen Zers, we put pressure on brands of like, what are you doing for the community? What are you doing to give back? And a lot of companies are really becoming aware of that, including Instagram. So I think Instagram's doing a great job of providing another avenue for people to give back because they know it's important. I mean, most of their users are millennials and Gen Z people. So kudos to them. So, and now it's like available, the fundraisers and the reels in 30 different countries, you can do it on there. So that is number two, the fundraisers and reels. So this next one, the third change, this one is one I personally don't love. This is hashtag related. So Instagram is testing to remove the recent tab from hashtag searches. So I love a hashtag search because we represent so many businesses. We search hashtags that are their direct brand name and related to their brand. So maybe you don't know, but for my Instagram people out there, when you search a hashtag, there's three different tabs that you can look at. You can look at the top results, you can look at the recent results, and then you can look at reels that use that hashtag. Okay, so now they're dropping the recent category and all you can see are the top hits and the reels. So the top hits are going to be the people who have gotten the most likes, comments, shares, the most interaction, right? But I really loved searching for recent hits because we are monitoring this so often for brands that it is helpful to be able to see what people have posted most recently, especially if we're running a contest or a photo thing, like where we're encouraging people like share your photo using hashtag the island FL, you know, we can easily hop in there and see the most recent ones. So this is going to make our life harder when doing things like that. Also, I just don't understand the need for this. Like, why not give people the option to look at the most recent content? I don't understand why that feature like needed to be taken away. It's not hurting anything. God, for me, like I'm annoyed that they're taking it away. So they're testing it out right now. Hopefully this won't stay. That's just my two cents. Anyone out there who's listening, if you have a comment or a thought on this, please screenshot this episode, share it in Instagram, and maybe share why or why not you want the recent tab to stay or go. Smash it or trash it, people. That's the question. I don't know if anybody out there is a Peloton rider. Smash or pass. That's what it is. I love Cody Rigsby so much. Shout out Cody Rigsby. I love doing his rides, and he does the XOXO rides, and he goes through the Disney princes and does smash or pass So here you go, Instagram. I mean, social media folks out there. Is this a smash or pass? I say it's a pass because I want the recent tab to come back. So I did read into a few articles about why they might have removed it. And the only thing that I saw that it was, when they tried it in the past, they removed it during the election time because they said that it, quote, had the potential to spread, harmful content. Okay. This is not a political podcast, nor will it ever be. But I must say, I don't enjoy that response. I think people put lies out on social media? Of course. Duh. Hello. Do you believe everything you read on the internet? Heck no, you don't. Duh. So why is it Instagram's job to protect us from potentially harmful content? It is not their job. In fact, I love seeing different opinions out there. I love watching both sides. Actually, okay, love is a strong word. I don't love anything about politics, if you know me. My agency, we don't take on political clients because I'm just not in that world. I'm not about that life. I don't want to spend my life arguing with people. That's not what I'm about. So yeah, that's a minor sidebar. But I don't think that it's any social media platform's job to protect us from misinformation. I think that's our job as human beings and smart people to read things on the internet and then do your own fact checking to see what is true and what is not true. I mean, there's people out there who are probably still saying the world is flat. I know there are people that believe that. They believe the world is flat, okay? And I'm sure there's content out there in social media about there's, you know, that proof that the world is flat. But are we trying to cover that up? No, because everyone's just like, okay, whatever, believe what you want to believe. So that annoys me that Instagram even said that it was to reduce the spread of potentially harmful content. No, we as users need to be smarter and not believe everything we read on the internet. Come on, people. I thought this was 101. Just because the internet says it is not true, it doesn't mean it's true, you know? So I don't think they should throttle content either way. So political rant over. But we'll see. Overall, Instagram is saying that we'll see if they keep the recent tab gone or if they keep it or if they remove it permanently. I hope they keep it because it is helpful for me as a social media marketer to monitor stuff. That's all I have to say. So in general, they're talking about, you know, I've been reading a lot about how they're trying to make hashtags less relevant for views anyway. You know, people at first, that was like the number one way you got more views is like just bang out as many hashtags as you could. But now they're trying to like, you know, I think it's also in an effort to like people who use irrelevant hashtags just because they're trying to get more views, which I can appreciate. You know what I mean? Like your hashtags really should be relevant to whatever you're posting, you know, because it's not helping your content to get, you know, if you're using the wrong hashtag just to get more eyeballs, because those people aren't looking for your content. You know what I mean? If you're talking about food and then if your post is about food and then you're using hashtag, you know, something about clothing or jewelry, like those people that are searching the hashtag for jewelry don't want to see your food post. They're looking for jewelry. So I can appreciate that Instagram is trying to maintain that integrity and like serve people with information that they're actually looking for. I can appreciate that. Okay. So that's number three that Instagram is removing or potentially removing the recent tab. They're removing it for the next, they're testing it. And this is really the biggest one, this last one that I'm going to share. And I kept it for the end because it's about the algorithm. And the algorithm is the hottest topic in any social media platform. It's like the secret upon secret sauce of social media is like how to figure out the algorithm, right? So Instagram announced yesterday or day before. Today is, I'm filming this on April 22nd. So they announced it on April 20th that they're trying to improve their ranking system by highlighting original content. So what this means is they're coming after all those meme accounts that are literally just like, you know, they have like 5 million followers each, like Betches. I'm not hating on Betches either. I follow them and I laugh at all of their content. But this is Instagram's way of dropping the engagement on those types of pages, those meme accounts, and getting original creators more visibility. So I can appreciate that. However, I do love a meme account. If you have a favorite meme account, please share it with me. My Instagram is the Whitney Lee. I do look and laugh at a lot of memes on Instagram, and I also buy a lot of stuff. So they're targeting me like crazy, and I'm not mad at it. They target me with amazing stuff. So, but yeah, they're tweaking the algorithm to highlight original content more. So, but when somebody asked them, like, how do you decide if it's original content? They said they're not really sure that they are. Let's see. I had an article pulled up that I was reading about it. They want to value creators, not aggregators. So aggregators are those meme accounts. But they explained that they can't know for sure if it's original content. But what they're going to do is look at who's in the video and if the app has seen the video before. So, you know, they are able to scan the content just to, you know, control and drop the engagement. So isn't that crazy that they control that? Again, be careful of what you're consuming on social media, because an algorithm out there is controlling what you're seeing first and foremost. The reposting other people's reels. So some accounts will see that these reels get a ton of action. They'll repost those just to get a ton of engagement and millions of views. And then obviously it boosts their account. So it means that, you know, some of those aggregator accounts may not get the same reach that they currently do. So I'm actually excited about this. I think it's honestly, I mean, again, I love my meme accounts, but you know, if I really want to see their content, I can go to their page and go look at it. I'm excited that they are prioritizing original content. So, you know, they've really been trying to improve the algorithm so that real people are being seen, real things are being seen, real creators are getting their stuff out there. So, you know, I don't think it's wrong to reshare content, but if you're just stealing popular stuff that's not relevant to your business or your profile, you're just stealing it. I say stealing it. If you're just sharing it and repurposing it just to get millions of views and engagement and stuff, like, I mean, again, like, is that real content that you've created? So, yeah, those are the four updates right now. I mean, today is April 22nd. This could change next week. So I follow a lot of different pages and newsletters and things like that of just staying relevant in the social media world. It's all changing so fast. And like, as an agency, that's our job to know what's going on. When our clients come to us, for us to know the best strategy of how to get their content out to the right people. So good God, like, keeping up with the changes on social is like a full-time job in itself. So I'm always here if you guys have questions about things that are changing or my experience. Like I said, no one knows it all, including me. You know, even if you've got 15 years of experience in social, you know, there's no way you can know it all. And if you don't continue to stay up on it, you will get behind. If you're not living in it on a daily basis and working on it, it's impossible to keep up. So I hope this has been super valuable for you. Let me know if you have any thoughts, especially about the thing with fundraisers and charity approval. I would love for somebody to shout me out on that. So help a sister out. Thanks so much for tuning in and stay tuned for the next one.
Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socially's Instagram or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.